From the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom, this is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. At the very least, QP members who work in our schools plan to be off the job on Friday during a day of protest. This follows an impasse between the 55,000 custodians, teachers' aides, and clerical workers in the province, and the introduction of a bill in the legislature to head off a strike. Education Minister Stephen Lecce says the government sweetened its offer to include a 2.5% raise for anyone making less than $43,000 a year, 1.5% for the rest of them, but the union's holding out for 11.7%. In the event of a full-on strike, the English Catholic Board in our region says its schools will be closed to students. Director of Education Tricia Welch says instruction will return to the virtual platform as it was during the pandemic, but she emphasizes that the best education is in school, in person.
The reality is that without QP education workers on site, we cannot ensure safe conditions for all of our students.
Over at the English Public Board so far, the plan is to keep schools open as long as they're safe. With the chill in the air this time of year, it's a good time for the Timmins Quilters Guild to have a show of its members' works at the museum. Assistant curator Caitlin Dubo says on display is a good mix of 30 traditional, modern geometric, and quirky funny quilts.
They're mostly machine done using a sewing machine, but there is a handmade one in the show, which is quite beautiful.
That one is of a rose. Dubo says the show is on until December 23rd, and as always, there's no admission fee to the museum. Winning the Timmins and District Hospital October 50-50 draw is going to help Karen Peckover's chocolates and candles business. A chunk of the $141,000 will buy a bigger truck to transport her merchandise to farmers markets. And the Thornlow woman plans to travel to England for the birth of a grandchild in a few months. Local history time again, and a letter home to his mother in Timmins from the First World War in May 1915 from Lance Corporal T.A. Jameson of the 48th Highlanders, part of the 1st Canadian Contingent to England. He wrote it from a hospital in England where he had been for a month since his unit had been attacked by the Germans using gas. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman reads part of it.
The gas that the Germans used is a terrible thing. Lots of our fellows died that were along with me. I had charge of a section of 9 men. I don't know where any of them are now.
You can hear the rest of the letter, including Jameson's prediction of when the war might end, on MyTimmonsNow.com. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.